This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Rick Ector, the director. How you doing?
Hey, man, I am doing great. You know what? It is a cool, brisk, late afternoon in Detroit, man. Man, is it cold. There's no snow on the ground, no ice on the ground, but man, we have a saying, the hawk is out, man.
The hawk is out. What does that mean?
The hawk. That's what we call the brutal cold wind, man. It's cold out here. It's windy.
Gotcha. Is that like
Hudson Hawk? It's a balmy 50, 60 degrees your way, right?
You know what? I don't know. It might be, let's see, it is 51 degrees.
Oh, that's balmy, man. You probably have people outside wearing shorts.
Yeah. Exactly.
They do that down that way this time of year, man.
Yep.
But yeah, other than that, man, you know, I got to, recover basically from the holiday. I didn't do any partying per se, but I did some teaching this weekend, man. This past weekend was like the second year in a row that I've actually taught a gun class, a concealed carry class, on the weekend of New Year's, man. New Year's Eve, taught a class, man. People laughed at me when they said I was going to teach a class on New Year's Eve, right? They laughed last year. And guess what? Both last year and this year, it happened, man. And we had a great, successful class on New Year's Eve.
Who had the last laugh on that one? Yeah.
I had the last laugh. They said, oh, people want to go. But you know what? Everybody isn't 21 years old, man. People like me, I know that when New Year's Eve roll around, I'm not racing to get out of the house into the cold, not wearing an overcoat because I don't want to have to, you know, check it, you know, at the person that checks the coat. What do they call that?
At the coat check, yeah.
At the coat check. You check your coat at the coat check, you know, and all that stuff. So, you know, it was great, man. It was great. Taught a great class. And I also had an opportunity to meet with a guy. We did a private class, man. He had an issue, and he got it resolved legally, and he actually went through the process of getting an expungement. And you know, it was glad to see him be able to address that issue. You know, and you know what? Some people might, you know, be wondering, like, wow, like an expungement? Like, what did he do? Well, I'm not going to really say what he did. I'm going to tell you what he didn't do. He didn't carjack anybody, didn't home invade anybody, didn't shoot anybody, didn't kill anybody, didn't sexually assault anybody. Got into a situation with another guy, and sometimes when you win, you lose.
Yep.
How do you lose when you win?
Well, it just depends on what jurisdiction you're winning or losing in, right?
Well, I don't condone, you know, fighting, and that's basically what this was. Typically, the saying goes, if you win the fight, you're the one that gets arrested. So, yeah, he won the fight and got arrested, and he got an assault charge, you know, and... That was a number of years ago. He availed himself of the expungement process, and for the uninitiated, you know, there's a period of time where, at least here in Michigan, where you won't be eligible to seek getting another concealed pistol license for at least 5 years. And here's the other part, you know. You have to say and show and prove that you've been a productive person for those last 5 years or so, whatever it is in other jurisdictions.
That just seems silly to me, to be honest with you. How on earth do you prove that? Are you keeping a video? Look here, Your Honor. Here's where I was helping this old lady across the street.
Well, you know, I think of it like this. In a way, you can indirectly prove it per se in the absence of something that says to the contrary, like stay out of official trouble, right? We know that people do all sorts of things, but they don't officially have something documented in their jacket with local law enforcement or some other branch of the government. But, you know, if you can go to a judge and say, hey, judge, I haven't had any incidences or issues, you know, officially, and I'm going to allege otherwise. And you might even get a case where you can show that you were actually productive in your community, where you were actually trying to make it better, you know, maybe doing some volunteer work. And this is one of the things that he was doing. He was doing some volunteer work at a church, you know, and showing that, you know, there's some good there, and he's actually made an opportunity to turn himself around, and he hasn't officially been in any trouble. So, yeah, I think you can make a case.
Sure.
You know, I believe in redemption, man. I mean,
I believe in it, too. I just find it ridiculous that you have to do that. I find it ridiculous you have to do that.
Well, I mean, if you don't, well, it basically boils down to, you know, if you leave a situation to someone and they can just look at a file or look at a resume and say, okay, I can make a call on you one way or another. Typically, if you go interview for a job per se, your resume is how they at least pull together the candidates that they want to talk to.
Right.
But eventually, they're not going to hire you and have you start filling out forms with the HR department until they've at least sat you down, looked you in the eye, and had a conversation, right?
Right.
And, you know, man, it's been a while since I had an interview, but I'll tell you, man, some of those questions seems like they come out of left field.
Yeah.
But, you know, like anything else, if you prep and prepare for it, man, you'll probably do a pretty good job. But, you know, and so I taught the two classes. The one, you know, class had like 6-7 people in it, and had one person was a renewal who I was her initial instructor 4 years ago. And you know what? She still maintained her shooting skills, man, dead eye, and she did an awesome job on her target, and I'm so proud of her. And I got to participate with the one guy on his path back to getting his pistol license restored. So on that front, man, I feel really good. And I was happy to do that for him. One reason that he needed to have something done in a little more intimate session is that he has his dad still with him, and his dad is in his 90s, and he's bedridden, and he basically cares for him, you know, around the clock, you know, unless he has some help come in, you know, like nurses and some people that help out with folks in that situation. So I was glad to be able to move some things around and to accommodate him. You know, some people might think, well, gee, Rick, it's on a holiday. I'm like, yeah, you know, when you teach, there are people who are just hard to schedule, but really want to get it done because they have a lot of things going on in their life. And,
yeah.
And you never know what's going to happen. So when a holiday rolls around, I look at my little holiday page. These are people who are hard to place, hard to get into a class.
Right.
And say, hey, look, this is a rare opportunity. Let's avail ourselves of the moment and let's make it happen. But this holiday, New Year's, man, did you ring a couple of bells?
No. The only bells I was ringing sounded like Z's because I was cutting Z's at New Year. Those were the only bells I was ringing, Rick. That's all
what
I was doing. Hang on.
Just sleeping.
Hang on for me, if you will, talking to Rick Ector, the director of Legally Armed in Detroit. He is the executive director there, also a board member of the NRA. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to AceFirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back, talking to Rick Ector, the director. Talking about the classes he just got done teaching and everything. Now, when is your next big event? When is the big event that's, what do you even call the big event? What do we call that?
You know what? And we've discussed this before. I have yet to officially christen it with a moniker or an official name. So far, you know what? My default description is my annual free shooting event for women. It sounds so bland and so boring and nondescript, but it's been 12 going on 13 years. Maybe I should have a competition, like who can name this event for me? And then I'll maybe give that person a certificate or something, official recognition, you know, for, you know, making this great suggestion. But, and run out and register the domain name. But I have no name, man. I have no name.
The 14th Annual Ectorian Shooting Extravaganza.
It'll be the 13th. There are some people out there who think the number 13 is unlucky. Some places don't even have a 13th floor. They just skip it and go from 12 to 14. But, I'm gonna do it. It's the 13th. I'm gonna call it the 13th. I'm not superstitious, you know. Hey, I don't believe in that stuff. Good luck, bad luck. Stuff happens, man. Sometimes the bull gets you and sometimes you get the bull, man. And, you want to say it's bad luck. Yeah, it's bad luck if you get it, right?
Yep. So, when that comes up, what will be the number you're shooting for? And is this when you start trying to gather range safety officers and instructors and all the other people that you have? How many different stages do they have to go through to get to the firing line?
It's not a multiple stage thing. It's we pretty much pull them into a big seating area. Usually I have access to this auditorium. They're all in the auditorium. Remember at recess when it rained, bad weather, they would have you come in and all sit in the big auditorium.
Right.
And so they sit there and I would introduce myself. I have a MC, a master of ceremonies, and what she does is pretty much welcomes them to the event. And then we give them a very, very short recap history of the event. What we've done in the past, a chronology of the milestones in terms of attendance, high water mark, you know, in 2020 during the shutdowns, we were at 2,000. We took a dip after that because everything came back online and we've been steadily creeping back upwards. Last year we notched 1,400. You know, 1,500 I think is a shoe-in. Maybe I can stretch and go for 1,600. But it's a steady thing, and it's steadily growing, man. And who knows? Maybe something weird or unexpected will happen, and maybe we'll unexpectedly notch 2,000. But I'm pushing to get back to 2,000, man, which was an awesome thing back in 2020. You know, as I'm getting myself together for this trip, man, I am going to Texas, and of course, Texas has reciprocity with Michigan. And yeah, I've done this thing, this whole traveling with a gun thing, like numerous times, and I've been to Texas a lot over the years, man. As a matter of fact, I was in Texas about 3-4 months ago. And yes, going back today. And reciprocity is a big thing, and flying with a gun is a big thing. You're pretty familiar with the whole flying with a gun thing, right?
I've done it once. And right after I did it, when I realized everything I had to do to jump through those hoops, I went out and I bought a Ford F-150 pickup truck, and that is now my private plane.
You know what? You're going to have to jump through a few little hoops and invest a little time in advanced preparation and get there. You know, they tell you to get there 2 hours early, but if you're flying with a special device, you need to add on another hour. So my goal is to get there with 3 hours before the scheduled takeoff.
Sure.
And I'm not going to say it's a pain. It's a procedure. You know, it's kind of what you do. And, you know, I'm going to be there for, you know, a few days. And while I'm there, I like to afford myself the opportunity of having, you know, my little sidearm available to me. I hope I never have to use it, man, but, you know, I'm glad I have it.
Now, I, on the other hand, the next time I do travel, I will have a sidearm, a long gun, a plate carrier, a chest rig, a battle belt.
And this is because you're taking your private land plane from point A to point B.
That's right. That's right. You know, the more I thought about it, the more I thought about just the nonsense that is going along with flying,
So is it the hassle, or you are thinking that something strange, weird, or unscheduled might happen somewhere?
It's everything. It's them overbooking the flight, and then we have to sit there for 2 hours till two people give up their seat. It's them getting out there, and it's like the last time I came back from SHOT Show in 2020, we were going to Detroit. Never had gone to Detroit before to make the connection flight. Detroit, we're held up for an hour because they have to de-ice the wings.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is a good thing, but normally when you fly to Atlanta, they don't have to de-ice the wings.
Okay.
You just got to make that mad rush to get from one side of the airport to the other.
Yeah. They don't call ahead to the plane and say, hold up and hold it up for a minute.
No. You hit it running. Get out of my way, lady. I got to get on the other side of this. This
you just done it. Now, did you have to actually claim your luggage at the first stop, or did they automatically transfer it over to the other
one? They transferred it over to the other one. And, I mean, you know, in Atlanta, it's always on the opposite side. If you've ever been in Atlanta, Atlanta's shaped like a giant horseshoe. And if you land on one side, you've always got to go get on the underground train to get to the other side. And you always get there with like 2 minutes to go. You get there with 2 minutes to go, and then everything slow stops because they've overbooked the flight. So
you don't sound like much of a fan of flying the friendly skies.
No, I don't. I don't. You know, I don't
mind it so much. I mean, I make the best of a bad situation. You know what? Because I'm always perpetually busy, you know, I try to achieve some ridiculous amount of goals every year.
Sure.
And if I, you know, steadfastly attempt to get a good number of them actually done, I don't really have like a lot of so-called free time, man. But, when I fly, right, I'm at least 2 hours or more, 3-4 hours. It finally presents an opportunity for me to actually watch a movie, you know?
Hang on right there, if you will. Talking to Rick Ector, the director. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back. Talking to Rick Ector, the director. We were just talking about flying with a gun and everything else. Now, don't you normally, like when I saw you in Indianapolis, or was it, or Louisville, when I saw you in Louisville, did you fly or did you drive?
I flew. Okay. You know, one of the great things, man, is that, you know what, the last time I actually drove an appreciable distance was when I went to this guy, Kevin Sona, over in Florida, Florida Carry. They have an event that they do, right. And I made it there, and I was up for it. You know, we were still in the throes of the pandemic, and, you know, the airlines were playing, you know, fast and loose with delays, and so we ended up just driving, man, and in the aftermath, I have forever absolved that I will not partake in any over-the-road, long, extended driving trips, man. This was like 18 hours each way. And you know what? Driving long distances, in my opinion, is a younger person's activity.
Well, it you know, if you're going to do it, you may as well. That's why I got an F-150. Do you know how much room I've got on the inside of the F-150?
Let me guess. There must be a lot of leg room, right?
A lot of leg room, a lot of head room, all just room all over, just all kinds of stuff.
And since you're going to be on the road for this extended period of time, I'm assuming you have, like, satellite radio or you probably have access to the internet and you can actually listen to someone's show other than your own.
Well, I do have access to satellite radio. That I do have. And no, I don't ever listen to my own show.
Wow.
I never listen to my own show. Yes.
So you do the show.
Good read, yeah.
And you publish it, and you never go back to it.
No. Never do.
Is it like bad luck?
I don't know.
Or is it vanity? Is it a vanity thing?
It isn't vanity. You know, you get out there and people tell you, oh, you have a voice for radio. You have this, you have that. Then you listen to it yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And see, I was a big talk radio fan before I ever became a talk radio host. So as a talk radio fan, I had this idea of what a good voice sounded like. And listen, that ain't me. So, you know,
don't we tend to be our own harshest critic?
Yeah, probably.
No, man, you come across great, man. You know what? The idea has crossed my mind to take your advice and live your example. I believe you shared with me once that you actually went through the process of getting professional voice training.
Well, I didn't. It wasn't by design. When I got the first time I got syndicated, when they decided to syndicate me, this is when I was still doing a lot of stuff with Gun Owners of America, and Larry Pratt basically beat them into giving me a syndicated slot at the network he was at the time. So they were like, okay, fine. Yeah, he sounds okay and everything, but we're going to work with him. So they got me a voice coach to listen to me. And in the beginning, he was like correcting everything I did. And then he thought about it for a minute. And then he's like, well, you know, you are going to be talking about guns and self-defense and combat and military stuff and all this other stuff. Right. And I said, yeah. He said, well, yeah, I don't know how much of a an East Coast non-accent you need to have. And I was like,
well, what does that mean? That the gun listening public is more accent adverse?
I don't know what it meant. I just said, well, you know, I kind of think what's going to matter is, do they think I sound good enough just to listen to me? I don't know if it's going to have anything to do with what their prejudged thoughts pattern is going to be when they come in. Just am I going to be good enough for them to listen to? So I sort of shook that one off because I thought that was a pretty stupid statement to make.
That's awesome. So in the end, it didn't really afford you much of a benefit, you think, professionally as being the host?
It makes you think. Like, for example, I'm from the South. My mother is British. My father's a hillbilly from North Carolina.
Okay.
I listened to a bunch of different dialects when I was growing up. But, like, the voice coach would listen, and he would say, when I was saying I was actually saying ah. And I was like, and see.
But could people understand you?
I guess so. He did. He understood me enough. I mean, he was like, yes, you have a very good voice and all this. But when I'm listening to it, and the thing about it is, if you are listening to yourself, and you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, okay, this isn't like I'm a guy who has a company that redoes the floor of your garage and I'm on the radio. This is what I do. That, you know, I'm on the radio. So my thought is that when I'm on the radio, if that's my profession, that I should sound like I am. Sometimes I don't. You know, sometimes I don't. And sometimes I just completely skewer it on purpose. Sometimes I just skewer the English language on purpose just for the fun of it. So,
I mean, you know, I've heard of some weird hobbies, man. Look, it couldn't be any worse than anything else. So literally, I've been going through my mental checklist of making sure I did everything that I need to do before, one, I actually skedaddle, right? And this whole packing business, you know, the last thing that I'm going to do is make my firearm ready for transport, that whole pull the rounds out and put it in a container, my gun, make sure it in the magazine are shy of ammunition, lock it in a case with a lock, put it on top of my clothes, in my suitcase, and then put a lock. And that was funny. Put a lock on my suitcase to lock it. You know, I could not find my luggage lock from the last trip I made down to Texas to go to a board meeting. And for the life of me, it wasn't until I found it when I no longer needed it that I just laughed at myself.
Right. Now,
you want to know why I laughed at myself?
Why?
because I put the lock on my luggage in the area where you actually lock it, and I had it just hanging loose but engaged, figuring that when I next needed my suitcase, there's no way in the world that I would be able to miss it.
Right.
I missed it so much that I had to run out to one of those hardware stores and go buy a lock that I successfully hid for myself. At least you can laugh at it, man, because now I'm thinking, okay, now I have two luggage locks and I only need one.
Yeah.
But
you successfully hid one from yourself, right? So you've only got...
I am good at apparently hiding things from myself. And I am evolving in this year, as far as resolutions go, to make sure I never try to hide something from myself again.
See, 60,
I'm really good at it.
60 years from now, all of Rick's nephews and nieces will be going through his house after he's finally passed away at 120. And
man, I hope I should make it. Man, you know what? As long as I have my mind and I can speak and I'm still mobile and people can understand me and I can still operate a handgun and feed myself and all that other personal stuff, I'd be good with 120, man.
Sure.
But if I couldn't be independent, I don't know if I'd want to hang around too long to outlive my physical usefulness.
Well, I'm completely in touch with that one. Completely in touch with that one. We haven't been able to do this because the break has just come up on us, and I haven't had a chance to say, tell everybody how they can find Rick Ector.
Right now?
Yeah, tell it.
I'm Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit. DetroitCCW.com is my domain name. My handle on most social media sites is DetroitCCW on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, IMDb, and, I think that's it. Oh, legallyarmeddetroit.com.
Yeah, that one, yeah. That's the big one. That's my favorite one. That's the one that makes me just smile every time I just think about it. Every time I think about it, just makes me smile. And
man, and I'll tell you what's up, what else is funny.
What?
I had, since I was spending all that time literally tearing my house up looking for my luggage locks, I didn't, remember to do... I had some jeans that I wanted to wear and travel, and I didn't...
Hang on right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we have Mr. Ector right here. He is pre-flight. He's getting ready to run out the door and jump on an aeroplane and go somewhere. Fly the friendly skies. I want to ask you a question. You only have one carry gun, right? You don't have a carry gun for a suit and a carry gun for your jeans. You have one gun that you carry, right?
Yeah. You know, for me personally, my gun typically, you know, meets all seasons and climates, and we actually have all 4 seasons here, man. Yeah. Right now, we are bitterly greeting winter. No snow and ice on the ground, but let me tell you, man, it's pretty windy and cool out there.
I always find that interesting because I find it ridiculous. Like, and I have some of these, and which makes me ridiculous. So, anyway. You know, my regular running around gun is a Glock 45, which is the Glock 17 grip and the Glock 19 slide. Full size, basically a full size gun. But I know all kinds of guys that will go out there and they have all these other guns. They have full size guns. They have gigantic guns. They have crew serve weapons. And then when they actually have to carry a gun concealed, they'll go and they'll get like the Glock 43X. Because it's so narrow, so small, and you know.
I don't have so much an issue with it per se, because there are a lot of other people in other segments of our society that have like 100 salt and pepper shakers. And you're probably wondering what's the utility of a salt and pepper shaker, right? Well they probably say the same thing about us, about having a different gun for all of the different and sometimes contrived circumstances that we need a specific gun for that mission.
Huh? Right. Well, I'm a radio guy, so I dress like a slob all the time. So I could basically...
would not know that unless you told us. Yeah. That is the brilliance and the beauty of radio.
Yeah. But the thing is, with the... I could conceal a ukulele with the clothing I wear. It's big, it's loose, it's baggy. It's not form-fitted. But there, in the times that I do have to actually go to that, then sometimes I have, like, not so much because of it showing, but just because of moving. I found that when I'm out filming, that it is nicer to have a smaller gun on me to move around and film.
Okay.
So I do have.
But you don't feel like you're giving up anything should a circumstance arise that you would be, I guess, not as well prepared as you might otherwise be?
I absolutely am giving some up. That's the thing. I'm absolutely giving some up. Because I don't like giving up those rounds. I like having a lot of bullets on tap. I want to be able to pull it out and just go, I can just shoot for about 5 days without reloading. Here we go.
Right. Well, with multiple magazines and doing the multiple magazine change thing.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, full mag, spare mag, that's for me, I think, given... and like you never know until you're in one, and I'm sure each incident is different. But I think I'll feel comfortable winging it with the full gun and a full spare mag.
Yeah,
I'm winging it, but you never know, man. I mean, there's some poor schlep out there who's walking around with no gun or just one magazine. You know, so I'm better than that guy. But man, if me and you were to play show and tell. You probably put me to shame with all these devices and things you're pulling out.
But, well, no, most of the time I'm trying to carry a gun, just the same gun over and over again. I don't know why I've done this. You've probably never done this. Somebody was talking about, you know what I do is I get a gun, and if it's the gun I want to carry, then I get another gun that's identical to it, and I train with one, and I carry the other. I was like, what's the point of that?
Right.
And then, but I thought about that, and it's redundancy. Because I,
you know, it's interesting that you brought up this whole thing about buying guns, because the guy I did the one-on-one session with, he, like some people before him, had this idea which he thought was brilliant, and I guess other people think it is too. They have never owned a pistol before, never shot a pistol, but they think that they should buy a gun first, before they get the actual training. And with this last experience I had just literally yesterday, man, I strongly want to discourage people who are not familiar with guns to go buy their gun before they go get training.
Well, they're probably going to buy that. It won't be the only gun they ever buy. If their thought is, I only need the one, they're probably going to be, well, I need to trade this one on the right one.
And that's exactly the point I made, man. He bought one of those micro guns, man, high end micro gun. He paid like $750 for it.
Wow.
And like, if you got small hands and it's a good fit for you, you know, figuratively and literally speaking, yeah, it's a great gun, but your hands are not built for that gun, man, and it was just a mess. And he actually kept pinching himself when he was slamming his magazine up the well, man. And I was like, look, don't let me tell you you bought a wrong gun. You bought the gun you wanted. If you feel that this gun is ill-suited for you, I'm telling you, you're in a very precarious situation, because if you have an investment tied up in equity in that gun, it might be hard to get that equity back out. Most times you buy a gun that you regret. Not that it's a bad gun, but it's bad for you. You're kind of stuck with it unless you find a dealer that you bought it from that's willing to be generous on your so-called trade-in.
Yeah, that's the thing, because when you buy a gun, if you try to trade it, you're probably going to get about 40% of the retail.
Yeah, you're going to take a hit, man.
Yeah.
Unless you can sell it, you know, private, you know, seller to seller, and depending on where you live at, and what rules you have to negotiate and navigate, that may not be as easy as it used to be, because all of the print media and some of the online media won't let you advertise that you're a legal person selling a legal product.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a bad situation. So, look, take it from me. Buy your first gun correctly the first time, or I guarantee you it won't be the last.
Yep.
And you know what? It's not a bad little, you know, add-on gig to teaching, you know, consultation, you know. As a matter of fact, I might actually invest some time while I'm on the plane or while I'm at the airport waiting for us to board. Maybe I'll take 2 hours. Maybe I could bang something out real quick.
Yeah, you could. Sure, you could. But I mean, you know, really, truly, with Rick, I would think training with you would be the smart thing to do because you probably have access to guns that they could try without having to buy one, don't you?
Well, yeah, I have a few, you know. I have a few. And here's the thing. Don't ever be afraid to rent a gun. You know, even if you're in the mindset that you're going to buy one, and you're going to buy a gun, you already spy one out. I would suggest renting it first if necessary. And of course, some people will be like, well, you know, some places don't rent guns. Well, go to a gun range that does rent guns and then buy the gun from the person who offers you the best deal.
There you go.
The way I would do it, you know.
Yeah, I normally just sell to an FFL anyway, just because that way I don't have to worry about certain things by doing that way, but that's all beside the point. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you once again.
I am Rick Ector, the director, Director Ector. You can reach me at DetroitCCW.com or at LegallyArmedInDetroit.com. My social media handle is DetroitCCW. You can reach me at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and yes, I have a bunch of credits with Bill Frady at IMDb.
That's right. We are famous. Well, he's famous, and I'm infamous. But I'm infamous because of Mr. Ector. But anyway, you're getting ready. Now you can, we pulled it off, Rick. You get to go get on that plane
right now. I'm going to drop my magazine and take out my cartridges and box them up, and I'm running out the door.
There you go. Safe travels.
Hey, man, enjoy yourself, and I'll catch you next week.
Yes, sir. Rick Ector, the director, Legally Armed in Detroit, coming up next from Ammo Land. It's going to be Dean Weingarten as we continue on here in 2024. Yeah. Had to get Rick in and done. Had to get him done. But we got it. We pulled that one off. That's good stuff. Good stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live.